Joining me now to discuss the Michigan case is Jeffrey Lehman, Dean of the University of Michigan Law School. Good morning, Dean Lehman.
Good morning.
President Bush said yesterday that you use quotas in your admission policy. Would you agree?
No, the president's staff simply misinformed him about exactly how our admissions process works. If you actually listen to the quotes from the president's speech that you just played, we agree with those things. We agree that quotas are wrong, that quotas are unlawful. Because the president was given an inaccurate description of what we do, his statement did not address the core issue that will be considered by the Supreme Court. Let me just tell you the percentage of students in our entering class that were African American over the past 5 years. The background number, of course, is that America is 13% black. Over the past 5 years at the University of Michigan Law School, the enrollment of African Americans was 7%, 9%, 10%, 7%, and then 6%. There's no quota. There's no set aside. There is probably more probably less variation in the number of left-handed students in our class than there is in the number of African-American students.
Mm-hmm. But the president says that you place race above test scores in making decisions about what students to admit. Is that fair?
Well, I think, again, it misunderstands how our process works. We consider much more than just grades and test scores for every applicant. We regularly admit white applicants who have lower grades and test scores than some minority applicants whom we reject. Sometimes a white candidate will have a stronger file than a minority candidate in areas other than grades and test scores, areas such as public service and leadership. And under our policy, that can make the difference in who gets in and who does not, regardless of the candidate's race.
The White House says that you should consider other ways than racial preference to boost minority enrollment, such as socioeconomic or geographic measures. Would that work?
No. The experience of schools in California and Texas has demonstrated that in America today, it is simply not possible to have more than token levels of racial integration in a highly selective law school without paying attention to race.
Mm-hmm. The White House says your goals were admirable, but said you've just gone too far. You've got target percentages, 10 to 12%, as I understand it, according to the White House.
Well, that's wrong.
That's wrong?
We don't have any target percentages. The percentage varies depending upon the applicant pool.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say to students who feel they were rejected because of race, although they might have been more academically qualified for admission than minorities who were accepted by the university?
Yeah, I understand that people have been led to believe that can be the case. I think the important factor is that our institution is an academic institution, and we understand that in order to prepare people to be successful in modern America, they need to be prepared to live and be effective in a racially diverse society. And that happens best when they are studying on a racially integrated campus. All of our students benefit from that. All of our students feel that they benefit from that. If the means that we used to achieve integration were not the means that the Supreme Court authorized in Bakke, then I believe that we would be doing something inappropriate. But the fact is, we crafted our policy in exactly the way that other institutions of higher education have done, in a sensitive, holistic way that considers applicants as whole people in order to have meaningful levels of integration.
What's the likelihood that the university will prevail in the Supreme Court?
I expect we will prevail. I believe that this court understands the value of stability and precedent, and our society has adjusted to the pragmatic compromise that Bakke set forth. That is why Secretary of State Colin Powell, former President Gerald Ford have spoken out in support of our admissions policy, as have General Motors, 3M, 30 other major corporations. We have received just overwhelming support from across the spectrum of American society for the pragmatic approach that we are following.
Well, thank you very much, Dean Lehman.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Lehman is Dean of the University of Michigan Law School and President-elect of Cornell University.